At first, I couldn't stand my body. I wasn't used to the changes. And then people were staring. They just couldn't mind their own business, you know? I had a few close friends, but I didn't need many people. About 6 months in, I met a traditional midwife at the outreach center. She told me that being a midwife is one of the most spiritual and beautiful ways for Indigenous people, women, to live. My mother takes care of my baby now. I miss him, but I have some things I have to take care of in Toronto, and I know this is better for him. I'll go home one day. Home. Did you hear that? I called Mom's place on the reserve home. I guess it is. I haven't lived there for 4 years. But Toronto isn't home. It's strange feeling like I don't belong. My ancestors were here long before any buildings, long before white people could pity me and my situation. I don't need any stupid pity. Everyone I meet, they hear my story, but they don't know what to do. You watch the guilt pour over their faces. They probably wonder if they should feel responsible for something they think happened once a long time ago. Colonialism was that day the settlers tricked us into handing over our land, our identity. They don't get that I live colonialism every single day. Legacy, right. This legacy tells me every day how I should treat my body, that I should submit to violence, that I don't belong in this neighborhood, that we should just get over what they did to Mom in the school, that I'm a criminal for trying to make a living. Can you believe that I feel like a foreigner in this city built on my land? And when I get home, they treat me like I'm an outsider because I abandoned them and their pretend traditions. I'm a good mother. My boy knows I love him. I'll be with him soon, just as soon as... I don't need any saving. I don't need any savior, especially not some white European savior. I just want someone to hear my story in all its complexity and believe me.